Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Have I been pressed in my life? Yes. But do I master the space of trying not to look pressable? Some niggas just look pressable.
Right.
Like, if I were to see you out, like, top three niggas I'm robbing.
Me?
Yeah. But I know you, so I know that wouldn't be smart. But yeah. Nigga,
you got freckles. What give up? The freckles, though?
I'm robbing any nigga with freckles, nigga.
What about Tony
spec
Bacon?
Spec by spec. Just,
Tony got big dimples, though. The hugest dimples. Would you rob Tony?
He a little taller. Thing would make me second guess you is because, you know, stocky niggas, swole necks, the niggas usually hit hard, and they hit from the hip. So it's like, do I risk my rib cage for this chain? Like, it's risk and reward, you know? You just weigh it out.
You gotta weigh it out.
You gotta weigh it out.
Yeah, I did. I dig that. Well, man.
But I'll catch you on a phone call easy. You look like a phone call nigga.
Yeah.
I'll get you on a happy day. Like,
walk down the street, not paying attention, just loving life, appreciating the sun rays.
Right.
God is good. Bow, just right there like that.
Living my life like it's golden. Oh, I'm robbing this man.
That's understandable and fucked up at the same time. What makes it even more fucked up is that you like that song too. So you gonna rob me on a song that you even enjoy.
I love R&B, bro. You know I love. I'm not a nigga that out here act like I'm too hard like that. I was laid up mermaid position watching the Versus battle with Erica and Jill.
Mermaid style? That's
yeah,
like, that's
laid
not...
to the side. You feel me? Just lounging. You might have your elbow like that. You know, you just lounging. You feel me? Maya not there, but if she was, I'd be like, how you doing, sis? You feel me? And turn back away.
Welcome to another episode of Wording is Hard. I'm To Hear More. And today, my guest, very, very, very special guest, Mr. Teddy Ray, comedian extraordinaire, weed advocate.
I got it in the desk. Like, it's reminding me of high school. I'm glad you said something. Shout out to everybody that keep me late. You know what I'm saying? We out here wooded up. I'm sorry, I got to have teacher. She gonna snitch. Gonna get my shit confiscated.
Well, Teddy, the rules of the game pretty simple. We have 5 index cards with 5 difficult words on them. We are trying to pronounce these words correctly.
Okay.
And try to figure out the definition. Either from just the word or the sentence on the back, because each word has a sentence on the back, so we kind of give you the context clues, right? And Maya's here to keep us on track and let us know if we did a good job or we fucked it all the way up. I'm going to let you know, fuck a lot of words up, you know? It's kind of my thing. It's kind of my niche, you know what I'm saying? And then after that, we have a bonus round where we have to read this one sentence pretty quickly and try to get it as correct as possible. But we'll talk more about that when we get to it. So I'm going to kick it off. That's cool with you?
Hey, do your thing, brother. It's all your right. Show.
All right. Well, let's jump into this first round.
Round 1.
Woo! I know this part.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
but this, that could be like, you know, boom, boom, or it could be a boom, or, you know, it's a couple of different ways you could, like, approach that situation.
It is.
So,
I'm break it down.
Right.
The word is ESEMPLASTIC.
You know, just start boiling the whole kilo. Break it down.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You're right. I'm gonna go with some plastic.
That's correct.
Whew. My ass cheeks were like tight. You don't ever get nervous when you're trying something for the first time? Like, you don't know if you're gonna do it right or wrong?
My booty don't get tight, though.
Never?
It don't, no.
You ain't never, like, done something first for the first time and been a little nervous and your cheeks get a little tight. Like, you almost get like that, like, you know, not as serious.
I feel you. I feel you, know but, like, that's...
Like, when you just wing it. You know, sometimes you're winging it, you just like, eh. You get the...
It don't, ain't no word ever made my cheeks tight. It's really
okay.
The
okay.
thing that I'm getting at.
Okay, I got you.
The police pulling up unexpectedly.
Right.
Ooh.
Right.
Ooh. Ooh.
You know, that because that face is associated with
I got
a
shit
it.
And can't at the same time.
It's a nervous shit. It's a ghost shit. It feels like it, but it's not really there. SM Plastic is, that's like, so like in movies when they have to use prop stuff, and they use, like, Epsom salt, but it's really plastic. It's Epsom plastic.
Okay.
I'm not, that's not my final answer. It's just kind of like,
that's what you. That's what you thought.
Yeah.
That's not the real definition
no,
of it?
No, just kind of.
Bro, I came here to learn, my nigga.
Okay, well, hold on. I'm finna give it to you. Hold on. He was walled completely by the Epsom plastic power of his imagination. Walled completely. By the SM pattern.
I say maybe like overwhelmed.
Wait, I don't want you to do it because
oh,
I...
Oh, it ain't for me?
Yeah. And I'm not going to help you because I want to win. The power of his imagination. Far out. Encompassing. Large, no, none of that is right. I can just feel that ain't right.
You got somewhat close with one of your words.
You're encompassing?
Yeah.
No, it's not, huh?
Something to do with encompassing.
This is where it be getting hard at. Like, even when somebody help you, you still be like, I don't know, though.
It's difficult. Just throw it in there somewhere.
Okay.
That's what Mystical used to do.
What do you mean?
That did sound bad. My bad. That sounded off.
So we're going to go with... overpowering?
No. Cool. Having the power to shape disparate things into a unified whole.
Okay, yeah, that's some plastic. That's what that do.
You understood that?
Oh, yeah. You got the power. That's coochie, basically. That's some plastic. It shapes to a unified whole to this penis. And, you know, when I slide in, she'd be like, hey.
I don't think that's exactly what she meant.
It wasn't.
What, was it like aligned? Like adjacent?
It's sort of having all these random things, in this case, going around his imagination, and putting them into one pattern.
So what you said was completely fucked up.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But it's cool, though.
Trying to make similarities.
Yeah. I get it. Because if you understand
one thing into this whole complex, that's, you know, one penis, yeah. I can only, you know?
Yeah.
But everything starts at creation.
That is true.
So that's every word, even Teddy, T-E-D-D, you know? I don't know how it's in there, but creation.
Yeah. You can take your first word, though.
I didn't know the words was going to be this hard.
I'm finna be exposed. All my HBCU niggas. I'm sorry. I said, look, put this under your first card. Okay. That way you won't see the next word.
Okay.
You got this, bro. Oh, you got that?
I feel...
That looked like a name of a chick that you used to fuck with.
Right.
The word is J-A-L-O-U-S-I-E.
I would just say it like that. How would you call her?
I call her Jalousie.
I don't think
with the Egoosie. About to watch a movie and feel on her booty. That's how I would say it.
Is that your final answer?
Jalousie. No, it ain't. Okay. The way you said is that your final
answer. You sounded like a teacher, right? You be like, what she said was that your final answer, but what translated was like, nigga, I know you can do better.
Right, go again. Jealousy, you looked at this word and came up with jealousy. I'm gonna say jealous.
Hmm?
Jealous. Jealous.
You went back to the first one?
Jealous.
Oh, you made it Spanish.
Jalouise.
That was what I was thinking. I was thinking that was the closest, but.
Jalouise is for a final answer.
No, you were closer with Jalousie.
I knew it, but I tried to get fancy. I was like, is it French? I'm going to buy a Aquila and the beach. Like, what's the derivative?
You said Halus.
On some Street Fighter shit.
What's the word?
Jealousy.
Wait.
That ain't jealousy.
Wait a second.
Jealousy.
Jealousy?
Huh?
Jal, like J-A-L. C. It's not the jealousy you're thinking.
Jealousy. Jealousy. Jealousy.
Wow.
Jealousy.
Who knew?
Okay. Jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
This is a word, people.
Spit that shit, Ted.
We gonna start using it.
Facts.
Somehow.
Some way. We gonna make it out.
We gonna defeat white supremacy with this word. I don't know how.
I thought we was going with the Jay-Z thing.
Oh, I didn't know. My bad. My mind been on some other shit. The rooms of the little bungalow were protected from the brutal tropical heated by... Oh, the rooms and the little bungalows were protected from the brutal tropical heat by wooden jalousies. I still feel like I said that wrong. They got to be like some shades, right? To block the sun?
That is correct. It's a blind with adjustable horizontal slats for admitting light and air while excluding direct sun and rain.
That's what that shit's called? Hey, crack them shades is what we've been saying for years.
Pull a motherfucker blind.
Pull it by the wooden jealousy.
Hey, you took a shot in the dark and hit that motherfucker bullseye.
Bruh, I mean, it's reading comprehension, nigga. Mm-hmm. The rules is, you know, protected by the heat. What would I want to protect me from the heat? I'm a dark-skinned nigga, so I already know about hiding from the sun.
True that. All right.
Round two.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's your boy, To Hear More. And I want to let you know that this episode of Wording is Hard is sponsored by the good people over at Hawthorne. Ladies and gentlemen, let me be quite frank with you. I smell damn good. Like, all the time. Like, I know I joke a lot, but Maya, have you ever smelled me not smelling up to par?
You smell fantastic every day.
Every damn day. And do you know why? Because I take advantage of Hawthorne. Hawthorne has created me two signature scents that people automatically associate with me. And I couldn't be happier about this. Women like when men smell good. Am I lying, Maya?
You are not lying.
And what better way to smell good than smell like something that was specifically made for you? I'm telling you, you need to try. What do you think about it, Maya?
I'm liking the conditioner.
This is for us. This is for the fellas. We can't have nothing. Fellas, listen. Head on over to Hawthorne.co right now. That's Hawthorne.co. Use the promo code WORDING, WORDING, and get 10% off your first order. Ladies, you can do it too for your guy, okay? I mean, if you really, really want to, fine. But this is for the fellas, because we tired of getting socks and ties and gift cards to a restaurant you want us to take you to. That's not a gift for me. That's for you. You know that. And I'm sick of it, okay? You want to give me something I like, get me a Hawthorne subscription. You can keep it going every month. Did you know that? You can keep the subscription going, and they'll just send you out the shampoo or the body wash. It's like, it's all you ever need. And you're welcome.
Round two.
All right, I'm moving on to the next word. You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad I didn't get that one. That shit looked long from here. Pause.
The word is T-E-R-P.
PSICHOREAN.
You see this? How do you even? Because this is like psh, but this could also be sh, right? Or it could be ch.
The last half is Korean for sure.
That's the only part I know.
Right, that's what it's pronounced.
Terpsichorean.
That sound close.
Terpsichorean.
Mm-hmm.
Terpsichorean.
Final answer?
Sometimes I just have to say it aloud, you know?
Wait, was you trying to say surfing turf?
Nope. I wasn't trying to do that at all. That doesn't look like what's in here. Are you hungry right now?
Lightweight.
Okay. I ain't gonna lie, I am too. Terpsichorean.
Is that your final answer? Fuck. No, it can be.
Yeah, it's my final answer.
He's right. It's Korean. Terpsichorean.
Did I say that correct?
Eventually, you got around to it.
Oh!
Did I not put it together, though?
The Korean part is the only thing I knew.
But I knew it was Korean, though.
Oh, you say like this part was Korean?
Just whatever it is they talking about. I used to go to school with Koreans, so these niggas used to bring kimchi to lunch, all kind of shit. That just looked like something on their menu.
You think this is a food?
No, but it just it might be extra hot sauce or something on the side.
Nigga, no.
Look, turn it up.
Terpsichorean is That's a shit. I don't even know. Usually I try to make up something ridiculous and just go. I can't, like, nigga, I let the kids act like kids and don't demand Terpsichorean Korean polished beyond their abilities. I think that is like. Like strict or mature?
No.
Responsible? Well behaved?
No.
Cool. I don't know what that is.
Of or relating to dancing?
Wow. So that's pop locking. What is it? Terpsichorean. That's all. No?
You would do that? That's something you'll jam out to? I think you lied. I don't think you really fuck with it like that.
I got a couple Asian hip hop songs I know that I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
Ijima is the first one that come to mind.
Ijima?
You never heard that one?
Nah, I don't know that one.
Ijima!
Oh!
Underwater squat! They say like four words in English, and I be like, oh. Takotitodia, takalinglora. I'm like, man, nigga.
That sounds like strap. Spanish. Like they were saying it more Spanish than.
They might have been Dominican Asians.
Okay.
You know, Dominicans be everywhere.
But. Okay, it's your turn.
Don't ask me, bro. It's a lot of fucking going on in the world. Don't ask me how people got on.
It is a lot of fucking going on.
Don't ask me how people got on now.
I will admit that. There's a lot of fucking going on.
Okay. Ooh, this is one of them shorts.
I know some of the short words will fuck you up just as bad as the long ones will, right? Woo! Yeah, that's one of the ones right there. You got it, though.
The word is V-I-A-N-D.
Because I keep turning into a French nigga in my mind. Every word, I don't know why I feel like French means better English. Like, Vienne. Like, I don't know.
French can't be better English if it's
different. Right. But see, that's the ignorance of people.
It's the accent on it that makes you feel like you're saying it right. I get that. It gives you more confidence when you say it. And then they be like, you're wrong. I'm like, well, I said it with a French accent. So it gives you also something to fall back on.
I'm French. I say words like this. Yeah. I drink coffee with my pinky up. I'm different.
Would you walk around France? Like, just be chilling and shit?
Would I walk around in France?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I?
I don't know. I don't know if you like traveling abroad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I love talking to women that don't really know what the fuck I'm saying. It makes for a way more beautiful. They can't call me on my bullshit.
They might be able to, though.
They don't care enough. They know I'm going back home. They don't care enough. If you can't call me on my bullshit, you don't care enough. All
right. That's fair.
I'm gonna roll with VN just to keep it pushing, because I don't see. VN? What y'all think, America? Shit, the end, right?
America?
Or the UK, wherever this is going. I know it's on YouTube.
It's right? All over. Yeah. It's all over.
Switzerland,
mm-hmm.
All you niggas.
Yep.
The end is what I see.
Okay.
That's incorrect.
Damn. What is it?
Viand.
Viand, okay.
That sound like some expensive, like, cologne or some shit like that. Have you smelled the new Viand? Viand?
By Versace.
That shit fire.
Viand by Versace.
It do. Like, it is. They have to say it like that on the commercial, too. That would make me not like it.
Do you not want to smell poor?
Do you not want to smell poor? Or do you want to not smell poor?
Do you want to not smell poor? You cheap motherfucker. You know what I mean. Buy this $200 shit.
Mm. Yeah. I fucks with it.
I don't know.
What do you think it means?
Viand.
Sound like Viacom's, like, older brother company.
I don't know why I keep thinking of, like, you remember Dylon from Bad Boy? Dylon.
Viand.
Right, it's like his third cousin or something. He from the islands. He got deported. Viand. That's my cousin, Viand, and I'm Dylon, you know? No lie, my middle name, Rayshon. I got a cousin. His name is Quayshon.
Really?
So, I don't know if my family thought we was finna be a rap group growing up, nigga. But
just that early? Out the womb? They was like, yeah, these niggas gonna be rappers.
But they treated us like a duo. Rayshon, yeah. Quayshon. Like, we was...
What if your auntie called your mom, hey, what you name that? I'm finna name my son, too. What's his middle name? Rayshon? All right, I'm gonna name my son Quayshon. All right, bitch, I'll talk to you soon. Right. Bye-bye.
You know black families be doing that. We gotta... Come on
now. How old are y'all? I mean, close to y'all. What age are y'all?
He 2 years younger than me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Definitely with some inspiration right there.
Yeah.
Rayshon. I never knew that. I'm going to have to change the name of my phone now.
That's my middle name, first off.
It don't matter. Now I know it. Okay. I know why people like to do that shit. You're like, nigga, what did I introduce myself to you as?
Right.
Like, when people try to call me Robert, I'd be like, all right, bitch.
Wow.
Just calm down. I don't like the name Robert Moore. Like, it just sounds like I'm about to do your taxes. Right? You're like, hey, how you doing? I'm Robert Moore. Go ahead and have a seat right there. You got your paperwork together?
That's what it feels like. You just foresaw Robert Kelly's future and was like, Robert, that's not a good name for the future.
Let me distance myself.
Right, let me...
as much as possible. We really gonna get on this Tahir track.
Yeah, I don't really see no two awful Tahirs out here.
Yeah. It's not a whole lot of us. Right,
we'd be the first one out here to fuck the name up.
Hey, man, trendsetter. I'm a maven.
Can't no nigga do Tahir like me. Nah, but what does Viand mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You gotta read the sentence.
Oh, I thought I had to figure it out first.
No. That's just taking a guess. You don't have to.
I'll say something about violence, but I'm gonna read.
Mm-hmm.
The family sat down at the table. And a frugal meal, goddamn, somebody wrote this small as a bitch. The family sat down at the table and the frugal meal of cold viands was set before them. I'm going to say it's probably a Caucasian hors d'oeuvre.
But they said frugal. So what are you thinking though?
Maybe frugal with that shit.
That is true.
You know?
That is true. Frugal just means like, you know, don't want to spend a whole lot of money on it. So you're right.
I went to this white dude house. This nigga had fennel. Is it called fennel?
Yeah,
fennel. Nigga had fennel as a snack. I was like, we as grown men. Mm. And you over here talking about, yeah, I got lightly garlic roasted fennel. Fuck out of here, my nigga. That's why I don't kick it with too many white people. No disrespect to the cameraman. Y'all look like cool niggas. Y'all look like y'all got buffalo wings at y'all house. But
you don't really fuck with the fennel like that. Okay.
Mm-mm. I don't know. It just took me back to that. So I just... You could have got us cheese and crackers, but you didn't want us to say cracker a lot at your house. I know what it was. You thought we was just going to make it a joke every time. We don't even think like that. That ain't even a good diss.
Okay.
Of cold vials. Damn. I don't know. It's cold, so it got to be like vegetables, right? Like broccoli and dip, possibly.
Like produce?
Yeah. But I ain't never been to the grocery store and been like...
Or your Vions.
Right, let me point me to the Vions. It might be like Earth's Viagra.
I don't know what that would be, but okay.
It's sea moss in real life. I don't know if you had it.
I've had, yeah. I got some in the refrigerator at home right now.
And it make you as hard as this table?
No, it doesn't. I'll take something else for that.
Okay, nigga.
You brought that up. Don't make the weird face when I respond to something you just brought up.
But you said the earth don't have no Viagra. I told you it does.
I thought you were saying like something that makes the earth hard. I was just like, what?
No, why would I want the earth to be?
That's why I thought, I don't know where you were going with it. What's your final answer, nigga?
I think it's some kind of produce. Similar to fennel. Final answer.
Produce can be viands, but it doesn't have to be. It's a food item.
It's just little snacks.
Exactly.
Knick-knacks. I thought it was like cold Vienna sausage. As I'm gonna be honest with you.
You think they just got a plate of cold wieners. Fresh out the
when
can.
When you read the sentence, I was like, oh, that's Vienna sausage for sure. I got like a little cup for some mustard dip on that shit.
That's what they do in the loo?
No.
Huh. I was finna say. That wasn't my experience. I had biscuits. I ain't good.
I mean, that's like on some broke shit? Yeah. Who ain't had Vienna sausage sandwiches with some crackers and a little mustard on some broke shit? Absolutely.
No, you added a dipping sauce.
Well, I mean, like, I said, mustard's right there, so you could, like, spread it with, you know, a knife on your cracker or whatever.
You dipped it like it was a chicken tail.
I mean, you know what? So what, man? So what? I got, just let me eat the way I eat, bro. I haven't eaten like that in years.
To hear eat Vienna sausages like, like baby carrots, nigga. Nigga dipping in sausage.
I haven't done that in years, I would have you know, sir. I'm gonna keep it pushing.
All right, yeah, let's get it.
Round 3. The word is NUNCUPATIVE.
Nuncupative.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Killing this year.
I already know. First try.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
One look at it. None. I know none.
I got it. Yeah. He left a small legacy in a non-competitive will as a token of kindness for me.
Non-competitive. Oh, that sounds like we disrespect. Left me.
So, Alexi.
I ain't gonna give you everything. I'm just gonna give you my love offer when I die.
I mean, but what else do you really want?
Bill Gates said he was giving his kids like 0.5%, nigga.
Yeah, he's giving most of it to. Well, I heard Warren Buffett said that he was gonna do that too. Most of his.
That's lies.
Well, he probably.
Niggas gonna burn through the money before they die. They know it. There was nothing left to give.
What can I do? Type of will is a non-competitive will. One that can be disputed.
Well, it can be disputed because...
It can be disputed because it's non-competitive.
Ooh, that's when you leave your side bitch in the wheel. Like, we can dispute that. That bitch wasn't around. Like, you know?
Like, I don't know, Maya. I'm at a complete loss. I read that sentence and gained nothing from it. Oral. If anything, I lost confidence.
I wish more people was honest when they did that. Because I read shit all the time. I'm like, I didn't get nothing out
of it. I didn't get
shit.
A goddamn thing from it, Teddy.
Niggas be like, read. No, nigga, understand. Comprehend. You can read all day. Nigga, I don't comprehend this shit.
Is it non-cupative or non... Well, I said it right. I ain't worried about that part. This goddamn definition.
It's spoken rather than written.
Ah.
Ooh. That's the worst kind of agreement. You on your deathbed, like, yeah, you can have the Benz.
And they just believed you. They ain't writing nothing down. Nothing. There's no way to prove that shit.
And he went out.
My dad left me, he had an 88 box Chevy Impala. He had left it for me. He's like, well, man, you can have this car. And then, strangely enough, he passed, like, some months later, right? And I didn't find out he actually died until 2 weeks after the funeral, right? And I was like, damn. Right, somebody saw me on the street. Was like, you know, your daddy died. I was like,
wait, what? I'm not even gonna ask.
I know. Just trust me when I tell you.
This. I just thought about my people. I was like, I'm not even.
Yeah.
It's too late, nigga. 2 weeks late to his whole daddy funeral. I'm not even gonna ask what happened, bro.
Right. Right. So I was like, damn. Then I was like, wait, what happened to this car? And I was like, somebody, one of the other kids got the car.
Your first question?
Nah, my first was like, how you not? Because I didn't know nothing. I didn't know any of the surrounding details about the death. And it was just like, but I was like, but he said I can have it. And he was like, wasn't in the wheel.
But he said, fuck out of here, dude.
Like, nigga, you wasn't even at the funeral. He's like, you right. Your ass is right.
Was you even in the obituary? Did it say, to my son?
Probably not.
Who I leave my Cadillac, my Impala to.
Even though I'm named after him. I was named after him.
Damn. We gonna talk, bro, after this. I feel like this is gonna go in a real deep direction.
Nah. Okay. It's good now.
Because soon as you said, and I'm named after, it was some pain after that.
Nah.
And I'm named after the nigga.
This sound like the beginning of a BET movie. About a young man's rise to independence under his father's shadow.
This nigga just paused at the bus stop. Hold on, pause it a second. I want y'all to see why I'm at this bus stop.
You probably wonder how I got to this bus stop at this point in my life, being 42.
I'm named after a nigga named Robert Moore. But I don't know if I want to know more about that nigga. I don't know.
I mean, you live and you learn.
You ever thought about your biopic?
Yeah, I don't know who I would want to play it if it ain't me, though.
You a thought, nigga.
What, you ain't never thought about your biopic?
That was a trick question.
You ain't never thought about your biopic?
You sit up and think about who gonna play you all day.
Nah, not all day. I gave it a couple minutes.
I think that little nigga off power.
Rotimi?
Tariq.
No, hell no. Hell no.
You want Rotimi to play you?
Nah, I was like, he ain't too fit. I gotta find somebody with bigger hips to play me, nigga.
Hilarious.
I
you
just
don't think
you're
going to lie in the movie?
Huh?
You don't think you're
going to
lie?
Nah, I wanted to keep it true. I want to get it as true as possible. I want to give people false hopes.
Okay. Is this supposed to be two words?
Shit.
Yes.
Shit. I don't know who you pissed off.
The word is M-U-T-A-T. I-S space M-U-T-A-N-D-I-S.
Mutatis mutandis. Wait, no, I said that wrong.
That almost sounded right, though. I almost believed it.
Mutatis mutandis?
Correct.
Okay, whatever.
Oh,
if I got that shit right, hell yeah. Mutatis mutandis, nigga, get it in. All right.
You gonna guess at what that is, or you just gonna go to?
I don't know,
nigga,
bro.
Nigga, that sounds like the scientific term for what happened to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
So what had happened was they had a mutatis mutandis.
For the process of mutatis mutandis, we got Michelangelo, Leonardo, Raphael, and Donatello. That's what it sounded like.
We also tried to get Forrest Whitaker, but he shut down. That's why his eye like that. Because mid-mutate, his eye just gave out.
You ain't shit for that.
I love Forrest Whitaker, bro. You a real dude.
Yo, he is good.
Hey, come on, my nigga. Okay. They survived mutatis mutandis well into the 21st century. Who is they?
Gave you nothing.
They survived mutatis mutandis well into the 21st century. If it's they, I'm pretty sure it's got to do something with Africans. Good. You know, niggas is just,
we always
surviving. We always they. They survive, either they or like the Indians or some Native Americans.
Mm-hmm. That sentence provided nothing.
Mutatis mutandis, I don't know. I would say it's probably some type of illness, some type of sickness, a plague. People survived. And, you know, now we in the 21st century.
They still walking around with this mutated,
you know, niggas got humps and humpbacks and no necks, you know, that's mutated.
Hey, is this about me?
Huh?
Fuck you, Teddy.
It wasn't directly about you, but if it apply.
Is that your final answer?
I believe it's some kind of illness, disease, plague, something like that. No.
It is not.
Okay.
It means with the necessary changes having been made.
It wasn't even that deep. I called out the white man and everything. It ain't even that deep.
Native Americans, Africans, all.
See, this is about the Holocaust.
You went on a tangent.
All right. I learned something new.
Moving on to the next word.
Round 4.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Tahir Moore, and I want to let you know that this episode of Wording is Hard is sponsored in part by the good people over at Magic Spoon. Let me tell you something. I'm a fan of cereal. Big, huge fan of cereal. Been eating it since I was a child, just like a lot of you guys are. But I'm not a child anymore. And when you grow up, sometimes you have to do away with childish things. And cereal shouldn't be one of those things. Cereal should be enjoyed by people of all ages. Isn't that right, Maya?
Correct.
I thought she was gonna give me more energy than that. But here's the thing, cereal should be good, but it can also be healthy. It can be good for you. In comes Magic Spoon, because we're talking about a cereal with 0 grams of sugar. And I know what you're thinking, 0 grams of sugar, how could that even possibly be good? Because it is, okay? It's delicious. This is a variety pack. You got the fruity blueberry, got the chocolate, and you got the frosted. I like to mix them, boom, bow. Both of them together, delicious. Put these two together, it doesn't get any better than that, people. Is what I'm trying to tell you. You got 0 grams of sugar, only 3 net grams of carbs, and 11 grams of protein. This is basically a workout. This you eat this, and I don't go to the gym anymore. And I'm not telling you to do that because, you know, we all live different lives, but this is no GMOs, okay? This is high-protein, keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, wheat-free, naturally flavored, sugar-free. It doesn't get any better than that, except for what I'm about to tell you right now because you're listening. They give you 100% money-back guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back. Who's doing that? Huh? Nobody. That's who. I can tell you. Nobody is letting you try cereal. If you don't like it, you can take it back and get all your money back. That doesn't even happen in real life. But guess what? It happens with Magic Spoon. Ladies and gentlemen, if you go to magicspoon.com/wording, you can get a variety pack right now with free shipping. That's right, completely free shipping. That's on your boy. Because I love y'all, man. And I want y'all to continue to enjoy cereal and enjoy it like an adult should. Isn't that right, Maya?
That's right.
I definitely thought she was going to give me more on the second time. But listen, guys, take advantage right now. Again, go to magicspoon.com/wording, W-O-R-D-I-N-G, and get you a great variety pack with free shipping, and that's on your boy. Talk to you in a minute. Pull it up!
Round 4.
All right, we got a...
Oh, that's easy. You got...
The word is apodictic.
Apodictic.
Let your spirit be.
Say it again.
Apodictic.
What?
I think you left out a letter.
Apodictic? It sounds like Apple's dick pic, but... That's not it.
Apple's dick pic. It's just the stem. Get you some of that stem, baby.
Apodictic.
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 But what was you about to say? A Potter's house? T.D. Jakes church?
Apodictic. I said that the first time, right?
You said apodictic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought the first
time. But it's how you saying it. You saying it like R2-D2. Apodictic.
It don't matter. That don't matter if it's correct.
Apodictic, you know.
Apodictic. No clue. I can't even pretend like it. Don't be so apodictic. You haven't considered all sides. One-sided, closed-minded, unopen to suggestions.
If you are unopen to suggestions... What are you about your side?
What are you about your side? Closed-minded, tunnel vision. I don't know. Arrogant. This never gets any easier. Every episode, even when she tries to help me, it just never gets any easier. You know what it is? It's like the pressure. You feel the pressure to be right for you guys, and I'm not really taking my time and digesting this, and I should, because...
Just say the word one more time.
Apodictic.
That's all I needed. That's all I needed to get my little chuckle in.
If you only about your side, you are... Shit, close-minded, one-sided, single-viewed.
Certain. Don't be so certain. You haven't considered all sides.
Apodictic. Apodictic.
I don't even want to know what my score is at this point.
It's all good. It's just, you know, it's going to be like wilding out for you, bro, with this show. It's like you're going to get so much money, nigga, you don't care who wins.
I don't care who wins.
Right, it's like, wow, stop. You think Nick Cannon really give a fuck about winning the freestyle battle?
No, not at all. I just care about having fun with my friends.
Oh, we. Okay. They hit me with a lot of R-I-E words.
Ah, it's easy peasy. You got this.
I feel like this is
Break that bitch down, bro.
I don't know.
Don't cook that whole brick.
Hey, don't put that whole brick in the Pyrex and then break that shit down.
Yeah.
The word is C-A-U-S-E-R-I-E.
This felt like some shit Mary J. Blige made up on a song. Is this causery? Can we protest up in this causerie? Let's get a march and get it started. Get up in this causerie. We got y'all open. Now y'all protest. We ain't got to rock.
Not me. I like it. Yeah. I thought it was causerie.
So. Come on, baby, if you're black or brown. Don't worry, just get on down.
Okay. I want to give you points for the song. Not for the word.
I did that song for my spirit. Yeah. But I'll take the points.
Okay. It's causerie.
Causerie. That's what I said.
You said causerie. It's causerie.
I sung it. So it's when I sing it out, it sounds causerie. It's just, you know how you gotta stretch hit the note?
Yeah, yeah. You gotta, just to make it rhyme. Right. Mm-hmm. But now you say it correctly?
Causerie.
Causerie.
Causerie. Causerie.
Now you said it right. Now you're saying two syllables. At first you were saying three. You were saying causerie.
No, I didn't say causerie.
Not re-re. I said causerie. You were saying three syllables at first.
Causerie. But now it's causerie. Okay. Causerie. Ooh. I might get a second AA by the time I leave here. The professor invited the award-winning playwright to her class to have a causerie with her literature students. To have a causerie. A causerie, from what this is saying, maybe like a Q&A. You know, just a causerie, like, you know?
Yeah.
Like how Mary J. would say, and it's causerie. We trying to get to an understanding through questions and answers.
Mm-hmm.
And a causerie.
Okay.
Or a discussion. Maybe a causerie is a discussion.
Okay. It is a discussion. Yes.
This lucky duck.
Ain't luck, nigga. It's comprehension. It ain't even, my mama told me, you ain't even got to be that smart, baby. Just understand.
That's some mama shit. I ain't never heard it in my life.
Because I used to get D's and F's. You're like, just understand. Just try to understand. You ain't going to get the A. I get that now. By the 10th grade, I understand your ass ain't going to get the A.
But just try to understand. That's such a mama plea. I just want you to be okay. Just try to understand.
I'm like, all right, I got to overstand. I get it.
All right, let's move on to this last and final word.
Round five. The word is glabrous.
I feel like this is going to be one of the words where when I say it, it's going to be completely wrong because it's going to be on some accent shit like glabrous.
You said glabrous?
Yes.
That's incorrect.
Glabrous.
It's glabrous.
I wouldn't have got that.
I threw
it and like I didn't have to still read the word. Shit. Say it again.
Glabrous.
Glabrous. Wouldn't have got that one, to be honest with you. It wouldn't have mattered. Unlike the fuzzy peach, the nectarine has a glabrous skin. Smooth.
Exactly.
Fine.
Yes.
You just gave me a new word for coochie. Glabrous. Oh, God damn.
Yeah, say it again. She
glabrous.
She got some glabrous coochie.
Glabrous coochie.
Come on over here with all that glabrous coochie thinking they ain't gonna want none.
Baby, shit. Just hopped out the shower looking glabrous.
Okay. Okay, I see what you did there.
I don't know.
You always thinking about coochie?
Not coochie. I'm just thinking about this one chick that ain't hitting me back. But, you know, it's all love.
Yeah, I mean, you know. You get it that. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
I don't want to hear no quotes from The Notebook, nigga. I just want my girl, dog. If it's meant to be, it'll be. Answer your phone. I ain't do nothing that bad to you.
That's a real request. Listen. Fuck all this. Answer your phone, man. You see me calling.
Right.
Man.
Okay, I took the calls down from 3 times a week to once a month now. I'm here.
But answer your phone, man.
No, I'm joking.
Mm-hmm.
She hit me back. But it was a period where I felt like a hoe.
Okay. I mean, we've all been there.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
They know how to get to us.
Absolutely.
Right? They know.
Absolutely.
Especially if they know you care.
That's right. I stop caring.
Dang it.
My daughter, wife, mom, sister. fuck with that.
You said it so serious, I believe you. The way you didn't show up to your dad's funeral, nigga. Right. I don't fuck with no family, nigga.
I don't, huh?
Nobody.
I put a lot of walls up, man. I'm like, fuck that, man. A lot of them letters ain't never been together before. You got it. You know what sucks about this game? It's like there's no multiple choice. Like, at least when you're taking a chance, you got something you can, like, just kind of wing it. This, you just, like...
It's on you.
It's all your own wits. It's just you. You see letters that don't normally be together in words together. You're like, well, you niggas hanging out. Y'all don't even stay in the same neighborhood.
I feel like I'm taking an eye test at the motherfucking DMV right now with this word. I ain't gonna lie. I feel like this shit from far away. I'm like, okay, I see an L. I see an A. I see the G. Now say the word. That's a word? Nigga, that's a word?
That shit is funny.
It ain't nothing but ice in there. It was dramatic.
The word is LAGNIAPPE.
You were pretty nimble with that, though.
Hey, bro. I used to do karate. Well, I used to take karate, I'll say that. Mm-hmm. I ain't never performed it in the streets. I feel like all the lessons go out there. As soon as you really fight a nigga,
yeah.
Ain't no stance. Because
you're the only one that's doing this. He's like, yo, beat his ass. Punching. You can't block three different people punching you.
I've only seen karate work one time in real life.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it?
Nation of Islam. I've never... That's why these niggas stand in suits on them corners everywhere. Cause them niggas, I think they all martial artists.
Really?
Under them suits.
All right.
I say what? And call him brother the whole time he's whooping his ass. Brother, we do not be bow. Folded this nigga. Come on, my brother. We did not have to take it here and just pies it's and like, papers and shit flying.
Called him brother the whole time. Brother, look at yourself. You're bleeding.
No, brother, I did not want to dislocate
your shoulder. You're bleeding again.
Damn this word. I'm trying to avoid this word, nigga, like it's the police. Lie.
Mm-mm. No, you know. You know that second letter don't make that noise. That sound. Try it again. Baby, I just want you to understand.
This look like a first, middle, and last name right now. I don't know why. Lagnia pee-pee?
You think?
Lagnia pee-pee?
You think the peas actually make two peas? Two separate. No, my nigga, don't get on my sound. Your whole sound.
Log me ape. Log me up. Lock him up. Logniapolis Mountains. Log me up.
That is incorrect.
Okay, I'm glad. I'm tired of trying.
I'm like, come on, step in and help me. Just let me just fall further and further in this fire.
The correct pronunciation is Lagniappe.
Oh, you nigga.
Lagniappe?
Never would have got that.
Lagniappe.
Lagniappe.
That G move in silence like lasagna.
I should have thought about that. Lil Wayne really be trying to teach niggas literature.
He be trying, bro.
Real G's move in silence lasagna.
Mm-hmm.
Our meal began with Lagniappe. Of picked vegetables, with the lagniap of picked vegetables, with the lamiap. Mm-hmm. That's eloquent vegetables.
Mm.
That's not just like iceberg lettuce, no mm-hmm. bullshit tomatoes, you feel mm-hmm. me?
Yeah.
Romaine, spinach,
mm-hmm.
maybe on a platter.
Yeah.
You know, a little squash.
Sure.
Maybe some fennel. Maybe the white homie could bring some fennel for this part.
You never know.
You know.
Uh-huh.
This one, you bring it out. You don't bring it out for niggas when we watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no.
Like it's chips.
Yeah.
You know. Is it something like that, like a platter or an assortment or an array, or like a bunch?
Any of these things can be a lagniappe, but not necessarily.
Okay.
Can I give him a clue?
Please. You don't have to ask that. You just go ahead and shoot that clue out here.
When they give you a free joint at the dispensary, what is that?
It's a gift from God. So a lagniappe is a gift from God?
Or a merchant.
Okay. So this turned into Aladdin. I feel like the little monkey in Aladdin.
How so?
Go get us a lagniappe and pick vegetables. He'll that nigga go off and get him a lagniappe and pick vegetables. Okay. What is it again?
It's a free gift from a merchant given to a customer.
It's a free gift.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's a lagniappe.
You wouldn't have got that the right pronunciation of it or that definition. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Lagniappe. Free gifts. Donations. Gifts.
Extra credit.
All right, so we got the main rounds out. Now it's time for extra credit. We're both going to get one strong.
I'll leave with my C. I don't need extra credit.
You don't know if you even got a C.
I'm not going to no university, my nigga.
It might put you on a C. This is one strongly worded sentence that you try to get through with as little errors as possible. In 10 seconds. That's it.
Okay.
All right, just one sentence. You're trying to just get through it in 10 seconds or less.
Jesus wet. Damn.
Somebody else picked the sentence.
Oh, damn.
Here we go. It's right behind you. Maya's going to give us a card. I'll let you pick first.
Okay.
I'll go first, but I'll let you pick first. You pick which one you want.
It's only two options?
Yeah.
You're supposed to have this out like it was Vegas, man.
Like it's Vegas?
Yeah, like she's doing magic.
All right, so Maya's going to start the clock. For 10 seconds, and then we're going to get it going.
Okay.
I'll go first, and then she'll tell me if I got it correct, and then it'll be your turn.
All right.
Ready, Maya?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and go. Thimble rigging the market, which was such an accepted practice that some traders were even taunted for not stealing enough.
Overtime, no.
Damn, she wrote that loud.
Look at the way that sentence started. Exactly. That fucking face.
Thimble rigging?
Yeah, exactly. You don't expect to flip a card over and
see. Is that the right word?
Thimble rigging. Thimble rigging? That sounds like you taking all Monopoly games in the store and taking the thimble out of it. Like, right. Nigga.
I'm rigging the game, nigga.
Yeah, you gotta be the dog in the car now, motherfucker.
But who wanted to be the thimble to begin with, bro? That's back to that St. Louis.
People
shit.
That watch Peter Pan, nigga, thimble kept you young. You steal all the thimbles, you stay young forever.
Nah, I know niggas that put thimbles over their tooth. Like they had a silver tooth. Like,
see, that's some LA shit.
Nah, I was in Florida when that happened. Niggas wanted a grill bad.
I see.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
What? How many we got? 10 seconds?
Yeah. 10 seconds.
Damn. Can I get 12?
No, you got 10.
Can I?
Go.
Like many of the islands of the Caribbean, Jamaica is home to a cuisine that combines heady mixture of flavor, spices, techniques, and influences from the panoply of cultures that have inhabited its shores.
30 seconds later.
Nigga, this shit was long. This is a paragraph, bro. This ain't no sentence.
That was long as fuck.
This is a paragraph. I don't even read that fast. That's why it hurt. It hurt my eyes to even do that.
Yeah. Yours was long as fuck. But you didn't start with thimble rigging.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. Flip that fuck card over. How'd he do? He wasn't under 10 seconds, though, right?
Was not under 10
seconds. Oh, absolutely. I didn't think so.
How many seconds was that?
A minute. Not a minute.
13 seconds.
See? What did I say? Give me, though.
Huh?
Then
you
I said
12. Me, yeah, you said 12.
Then but I switched still, it to 13.
I didn't hear 13, but you still would have been over 12, though. Whatever.
Oh, my goodness. You got me on my Uber home?
I got you.
Okay, because this was far as a motherfucker.
Well, Maya has calculated the scores, so she's going to tell
I don't care about the score, nigga. Just get... No, I'm joking.
Get me the fuck home so I can roll up.
I roll up in class, bro. Right now. Give me
what's
the stop.
What's the score looking like?
To hear you won with a score of 50 out of potentially 120.
Well, there was no need to put the second point in. I felt like that was just...
You so you still failed, nigga. That's still an F.
I don't know, but you got a bigger F, nigga. Mine's is lowercase. Yours is capital.
Hey, but like I said, I got a GED and a high school diploma, my nigga. I got it. I got a reason. Mm. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I was outside.
Okay. And what did Teddy get?
He got a 45.
You 5 points. Yeah, yeah, that's
right. You
right here?
On my name. Just break down. Well, you know, it's a victory. Victory blunt.
But you didn't win.
Who said that?
She just said that.
I just
bro,
said that.
Bro, we win in life. I'm a life winner, nigga. You think I give a fuck about winning on Word in this heart? Whether I was going to win or lose, I would at the end of the day.
Okay.
About the house. Yeah. I ain't got no AC in my house. Y'all got AC in the studio. I'm not sweating. My titties ain't slippery. I won. Hello.
That is, it's all about perspective.
All about perspective.
Yeah. Man. You got anything you want to tell the people to check out for you?
Yeah, I do Sunday services on IG. Tap in with me. It's on my on my YouTube too. Teddy Ray.
That's been another episode of Wording is Hard. Thank you so much for tuning in.
You didn't give a fuck what else I had to say.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.